It's all about my nephew, Nathan, who is a 7-year-old boy who has a rare brain tumour called a hypothalamic hamartoma, which causes him to have 25-plus seizures a day. This concert is a fundraising concert to enable him to have some life-saving treatment, which is only available in Texas. So far, we've managed to raise £100,000, which is incredible, thanks to everyone's generosity. But we've still got about £50,000 left to raise for all the extra added costs with MRI scans and accommodation and flights and extra tests and anything else he may need over there. So we're organising this concert called Smile, which is at the Orchard Theatre on the 12th of February. And it's going to be an amazing night. So it's got 150 performers who have all donated their time for free to us, a 42-piece live orchestra, which is going to sound incredible. We've got Lynn Paul, who is going to come and sing for us, 12 amazing performers from the West End. So we've got people from Les Mis, from Wicked, from Shrek, from all the big shows, a big community choir, and a youth chorus as well. So it's going to be an amazing musical night. And all the money is going towards Nathan to help him have his life-saving treatment in Texas.
Tell me a bit about Nathan.
Nathan is my nephew, as I said. And the seizures he has, they start with a smile. So every time he has a seizure, he pulls the biggest grin. And then it can go into multiple different types of seizures. So he might have what they call a giggle fit, where he just smiles and giggles at you, but he has no idea. It's very glazed over. It's quite scary to watch. Or he can have a clonic-tonic seizure, where he'll just drop to the floor, but you don't know which one's coming. It's really hard to watch. On New Year this year, he had 37 seizures in a day. And it's really affecting his life now. He has to go to school in a wheelchair now because his muscles are deteriorating because the tumour where it sits in the brain is on the part where the muscle coordination is. So all of that is deteriorating. His ability to communicate and speak is deteriorating as well because autism and ADHD have kicked in due to this tumour. But this treatment, if we can fund it, will basically cure it. So he'll walk out seizure free from it and he'll be able to live a normal life and ride a bike again and lots of things a normal 7-year-old boy would be able to do, which he just can't do at the moment. So
how long has Nathan been living with this condition?
Well, we think he's been living with it his whole life, but it started to appear when he was 5 or 6. He started throwing his head over his shoulder a little bit, and originally they thought it was epilepsy. But after more tests, they found out what it was. It's this tumour called hypothalamic hamartoma, or HH, which is really rare. He's the only child we know of in England that has it, which is why it's really hard to fund. And he's at Great Ormond Street at the moment. He's had loads of tests for it. And all they can do is give him some medication that sort of lessens the seizures. But he still has, as I said, 25 plus a day, which is really, really hard for him and his family, because he has to have 24-hour care. So his siblings are taking it in turns to sleep in his room every night to make sure that he's out of harm's way. But it, yeah, it's getting worse. And it'll be really nice to be able to see him smile normally and not think, oh, one of us has got to catch him before he drops.
And what would happen if he doesn't get this treatment?
It would just get bigger as he got bigger, and he would deteriorate more, probably have more seizures. He'd probably end up in a wheelchair fully because his muscles just wouldn't cope with anything. It'd be a really, really sad life, I think, for him.
So this is something that you really have to do.
We really have to do this. The success rate of this operation in Texas is so, so high. And he will go in. It's a laser ablation surgery. There is only one surgeon in the world that is qualified to do this, and that's why he's got to go to Texas. And they will sort of blast the tumour, and then he will walk out seizure-free from that, which is just incredible to think that actually after one operation that lasts about 12 hours, he'll be able to live a normal life and sort of go into a rehabilitation stage where we can get some physiotherapy for his muscles and all of that. It's really amazing when you think of it like that. That's why we need to do this. And this concert, hopefully, if we can sell it out, we can raise in the region of £40,000 in one night, which would be the last chunk of our fundraising. So it'd mean we could send him straight over there and get him cured as soon as possible, really, because, as I say, it is getting worse and it's affecting everyone now. So it'd be really great to send him there.
So there's this life-changing opportunity that is just tantalisingly close at the moment.
Yeah, very close at the moment.
I'm interested that if my daughter was sick, I would just assume that I could go to the NHS and the NHS would make it better. In Nathan's case, that doesn't seem to be the case.
No, they've done everything they can. As I said, he's under Great Ormond Street, and they applied for funding and they applied for the equipment to be brought over to the UK for him. But unfortunately, they've just not been able to do that. I think potentially because he's the only child with it, it would only be helping one child, which is hard, I suppose, for the NHS to fund that. They've been very supportive and they are helping as much as they can, but unfortunately this is just something that they just can't fund, so they've advised us to do it privately, which we're on our way to do.
So where did the idea for a concert come about?
The idea came from my partner Phil Gostelow, who is currently the musical director for Blood Brothers, the UK tour, and we thought, well, this is something we can do, we know how to do this, so let's do it. So that's how it started. And then we spoke to the Orchard Theatre, who are holding it for us. And then we started contacting performers, and nobody's really said no yet. That's why we've got such a huge company. And having Lynn Paul on board is amazing as well. And her support has been fantastic. And it's going to be a really celebratory night. So we want to make sure that everyone leaves smiling. This is about us celebrating that we can help Nathan and we can sort him out and get him some life-saving treatment. We've got a 42-piece orchestra who are made up of professional musicians from touring shows or the West End or some large orchestras. So that's going to sound incredible. We've got a 40-strong choir of community singers. Then we've got our professional ensemble who's made up of actors who are working in the industry at the moment, and they sound incredible. You can see a clip of them singing on our page on Twitter and on Facebook, and we've got some professional leads as well. So there's 12 of them, and they are big names from the West End. So we've got Simon Lipkin, who is currently in the Disaster musical, but he was in Rock of Ages and Guys and Dolls and Avenue Q. We've got Dean Chisnell, who was Shrek in Shrek. There's loads of them. They're amazing, amazing people. They have all donated their time for free. So everything is going towards Nathan, which is amazing.
This is an absolutely unique and amazing show, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it definitely will be a unique and amazing show. it's going to be an amazing night. And I think regardless of why we're doing it as well, it's going to be a fantastic night of theatre for anyone that likes musical theatre or anything like that. You're never going to see these people in the same place. It's a unique show for a musical theatre lover because all of those people are fantastic, but you don't tend to see them all together. So it's going to be a unique night of theatre.
How many tickets are you hoping to sell?
Ideally, all of them. Our aim is to sell out. We currently have sold about 250. We've got 956 seats, so quite a way to go. It'd be great if people could start buying some seats for us. We also have a sponsored seat scheme, so if you can't come but would really like to help still, you can buy a sponsored seat, which is being donated to Eleanor to allow a child in their care a night to the theatre for free, which is a lovely thing. And it means you can put a smile on another kid's face as well. So that's another way you can help us.
So let's see if we can sell out the Orchard Theatre on the 12th of February. The show is called Smile.
Yes.
It's for an amazing cause. It's going to change the life of a seven-year-old boy. And what better thing for a community to pull together.
Definitely.
And do. Hayley, thank you so much. How can we book tickets?
You can visit the Orchard Theatre website, or you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Smile for Nathan or Smile for Nathan Concert on Twitter. And you can find out all the information there as well.